1.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum.
Hello, this is Rhea Goodman, and welcome to Living Juicy, now in its 15th year. Living Juicy is a cultural enzyme intended to inspire people to greater creativity and outside-the-box solutions. We are restoring the world with the stories of people who have created innovative new pathways to living in the 21st century. Living Juicy is culture medicine. Check out our archives at livingjuicy.org. Happiness isn't something we need to find or achieve. It is the very core of our being. These are the words of Orgyen Choang Rinpoche, a master meditation teacher in the Dzogchen tradition. Rinpoche teaches that by learning how to reconnect with our true nature, we can discover the unconditional happiness that lies within us and that is, in fact, the very essence of who we are. In his teachings, he introduces Buddhist methods for working with mind through meditation in order to experience our natural state of happiness and inner peace. Rinpoche will be at Yoga Source on San Mateo on Sunday, June 8th from 2 to 3:30 p.m. His talk will be Unconditional Happiness, Reconnecting with Our Natural State of Mind. Orgyen Choang Rinpoche is a meditation master in the Nyingma lineage of the Buddhist tradition. He studied for 10 years at Larang Gar in Serta, eastern Tibet, with his teacher, the great Jigmed Phuntsok Rinpoche, widely acknowledged as one of the greatest Dzogchen meditation masters of the 20th century. Orgyen Choang Rinpoche lives in the San Francisco Bay Area and is the founder and spiritual director of Pristine Mind Foundation, an organization dedicated to helping people live fully, die fearlessly, and transform every area of their lives. He is currently writing his first book, as well as traveling throughout North America, speaking on meditation and spirituality. For more information on him, visit pristinemind.org. So it is my great pleasure and honor to welcome him to the show. Rinpoche, welcome to Living Juicy.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy to join with the Living Juicy program.
I am told that we share a passion for juiciness in life. Can you tell me about your interest in juicy living and juicy spirituality, and how, in fact, you see meditation to be part of a rich and juicy life? What, in fact, is the goal of meditation?
I think, you know, many people think, you know, sometimes they think meditations avoid the world of juiciness, you know, a little bit go to isolate from the world. But actually, my tradition is, and when you have meditation, your mind is awakening, your mind has become more pristine, and in every area, your life becomes juicy and rich, and also awakening. I think that's my main message of this world is, you know, like juiciness come from within you. You know, it's not always looking external world. Once your mind is awakening, I think juiciness is always within you, and you can see anything, experience anything. Once your mind is pristine, we call, and then every area in life is juicy and very comfortable and rich.
So, in fact, in a way, what we're talking about is the function of meditation that sort of clears out all of the thoughts and the monkey mind and the past that have no relevance at all, but that keep us from feeling our natural state. And so perhaps when we meditate and clear that stuff out, we have the room for juiciness. Is that correct?
That's very exactly. For example, most we don't feel juicy or comfortable or enjoy because we are stuck in own thoughts, particularly negative thoughts and negative perception. And someone is really depressed, and someone's really have stressed, someone's really of the concern of the many worries because they don't have, means they're stuck in their own thoughts, therefore they don't feel of juiciness and richness in their lives. And once your mind is clear through meditation, and your mind is really tranquil and relaxed, and, you know, like a clear, all negative thoughts subside, and then you feel this directly perceived world is juiciness in new perspective way. I think that's the way, you know, they say you really connect the world, first you need to clear your mind. Mm. Once you clear your mind, and you directly see world just it is.
So most people think of meditation as being dry or involving a rigid sense of focus or concentration. Is this a misconception? Are there different types of meditation?
There are many different types of meditation. I think, you know, some meditation is like generally, for example, you know, most people, they have, you know, like a preconceived notion of what's meditation. I was, you know, like you know, like 1 month ago, some woman asked me, you know, like they said, what is, I said, I do meditation. She said, you do meditation? Yes, I do meditation. They said, you suppose your closed eyes, just relax. I said, no, that's a relaxation. I think it's not. You need to do different relaxation or meditation. Generally, meditation is, you know, like a Buddhist meditation. There's meditation with object, meditation without object. And that is meditation with object is, you know, like involve something, breath or some focus, some object, you know, and involve some object and also focus some external condition. But there's without meditation without object, there's no focus, any about external conditions, just remaining present moment. They call leave your mind alone. And then slowly, naturally, slowly subsides your thoughts, emotions, suspend, disappear, and then your clear, your pristine mind come to the surface. I think that's called, it's real meditation. And this kind of meditation is called, and then it's not dry, it's more rich and very powerful experience. It's this called objectless meditation. There's no focus object, but expanding your natural state mind. That is called objectless meditation.
So Rinpoche, tell us then how, because most people, most of us, I think, when we sit down to meditate, find that thoughts do come into the mind. And in fact, how to clear them? Are there techniques for clearing the mind of those thoughts, negative thoughts, plans, the future, the past? Are there techniques that you give to clear those thoughts away so that you can simply be in the present moment?
Yes, exactly. I think we know in this world we have, you know, like, we, you know, like focus physical body, because physically we need to have losing weight, you know, like gain healthy, everyone knows. But mentally, most people don't know how to clarify their thoughts, you know, how to mentally gain happy and healthy mind. It's how do you gain mentally clear your, you know, like mental events and thoughts, and how do you do it? There's technique. They call this is the meditation master called Padmasambhava. And he says, you know, don't follow past. Don't anticipate in future. Remain in present moment. Leave your mind alone. This is a meditation technique. If you do this properly, and then you just not follow past, not don't anticipate in future, remain in present moment, leave your mind alone. And the first time is a little bit hard, but the more you do again, then you used to. Certain points is there's automatic. And then once there's automatic, you can rest in present moment. You can leave your mind anytime. And then thoughts, emotions cannot survive. Then must dissolve. When your negative thoughts, emotions are dissolved, then you clear the healthy, the pristine mind come to the surface. And you experience that moment. And that means called healthy mind, you know, like all garbage mind and all pollutions and distortions is completely gone. And that is called pristine mind. When your mind is pristine, every experience is pristine, like forms you see, sounds you hear, you know, every area of life is become pristine, juicy. And then usually think, you know, like when your mind is clear and comfortable, and then world is very juicy, you know, very beautiful. And then how do you do is remain in present moment. You exercise these four steps. Don't follow past. Don't anticipate in future. Remain in present moment. Leave your mind alone. That is the technique. But like walking, you know, someone's never walk. It's hard walk beginning, and then slowly, slowly you walk today, tomorrow, and next day, next week, and then slowly, slowly you gain strength. You know how to walk, and you know like that. It's beginning is very difficult. How to, you know, remain in present moment, and not follow. But if the more you meditate, the more you becomes natural. And then you see, the goal of meditation is to become more pristine. And, you know,
to become more present.
That's really the meditation goal.
To become more present.
Yeah, become more present and become more pristine,
yes,
and become more live and become more clear where your mental, emotional distortions. And, you know, like, and then you see world more, you know, like clear, unpolluted, undistorted way, you know.
So you're saying that practice makes perfect. Practice makes pristine. Do you recommend,
yes,
a particular time of day or a particular that if someone meditates at the same time each day, whatever time they pick, it is more fruitful to do that, to create the habit of meditating?
Yeah, like meditation, like physical exercise, you know, physically people go to gym, do yoga, some other things, you know, losing their weight and also gaining muscle or, you know, like physically healthy. Similar, I think everybody needs meditation because if you have mind, you need meditating. Particularly, I think morning is the best time because morning is your mind is waking and, you know, sometimes morning has more energy, you know, like you rest all night and then it's... I find morning is very easy to do, you know, between, you know, like 8 to, you know, noon, between that's very easy to do. Then afternoon is like 1, 2, 3 is a little bit hard, you know, like, and then evenings I think also good sometimes. I think recommend morning is much better.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So how in fact is pristine mind meditation different from other types of meditation?
Pristine mind meditation is, you know, like they call objectless meditation. There's no focus object, you know. And if, for example, some people watch breath, that's object. There's no involved external condition.
So it's not even watching your own breath.
No, it's not. It's because pristine mind is explore your consciousness, you know, like, and for example, leave your mind alone, for example, and... Once you leave your mind alone, naturally subside thoughts, emotions, and once your naturally mental events subside, your natural mind or your true consciousness come to the surface, and then you rest with that, and you remain with 10 or 20 minutes with that. And that is called, and the more you remain in, the more your mind is, you know, become pristine and clear and calm, or that is the, you know, like pristine mind meditation. What is the you know, distortion? There's distortions, thoughts, emotions, you know, habits, belief systems, tendencies. They obscure the pristine mind. when Percy Mount, during the Percy Mount, these things slowly, slowly, their frequency slows down. When your frequency slows down, you're mentally, emotionally relaxed. And then you feel happiness, not just only surface, it comes from within you. Because your consciousness is awakening and very present, you feel happiness call your being. Mm. And then it penetrates most, the sense of well-being penetrates mental, emotional, physical, spiritual level, four levels. At that call, an unconditional happiness, you know, like all finding happiness within. You know, usually we feel even a surface, you know, happiness is very surface, you know, very external. But this is a very internal experience. And that's the goal of the pristine mind meditation. Mind is completely pristine, finding unconditional happiness.
So, Rinpoche, let's say I'm sitting in the morning and thoughts come in. Negative or whatever, ideas or something. How do I deal with that?
And then any thoughts comes, and then just don't follow that thought. If you follow, means you just pondering or just
sure.
you follow that thought. The more you follow that thought, the more bigger, and you know like clouds form the sky. You know, like its thoughts are like conditional. It's not like always there, because conditions, who provides conditions? We provide the conditions. For example, you rest and you just remain in mourning, you have thoughts appear in your mind, and you thinking about more thought, that means you provide conditions. The thoughts become more, you know, reality, become more, you know,
stronger.
Like covers your mind and takes your mind. But you just remain in present moment, leave your mind alone, then thoughts don't have any conditions, then they disappear. And then your mind has become more present, you know, like you become much comfortable. And then any thoughts, emotions are like similar. If you don't follow, they disappear.
Okay. So, Rinpoche, we're going to take a very brief 1 minute break, and we'll be right back with you. Okay?
Very good.
Hang in there, listeners. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yo soy Marcela Diaz.
Yo soy Elsa López.
We are Nuestra América. Tune in every week to Nuestra América to hear our stories of struggle and triumph in the Latino, Hispano, and immigrant communities here in Nuevo México and the rest of the world.
Join us every Tuesday at 4:30 p.m.
Aquí te esperamos en KSFR, Santa Fe's only public radio station, 101.1 FM. Un reflejo del mundo en KSFR.
Support for KSFR comes from the Zia Diner, home of upscale, down-home comfort food, serving hormone and antibiotic-free beef, chicken, and eggs, and with many gluten-free options for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Zia Diner also offers European soccer and lots of other sporting events televised in the bar, as well as evening performances by local singer-songwriters and bands. For a schedule of upcoming events and their full menu, visit ziadiner.com. See you at the Zia.
Welcome back to Living Juicy. We're having a conversation with Orgyen Choang Rinpoche, a meditation master, and we're talking about both meditation and unconditional happiness. Rinpoche, can you tell us a bit about unconditional happiness, what it is and why it's important?
Well, okay, unconditional happiness, I think it's very important because we are, all happiness are conditional, and that's the problem of human beings' faith, you know. Then conditions means they are just depend external conditions, and when conditions are disappear, and then people are found, you know, unhappy. Unconditional happiness means it's not depending external conditions, but comes within you. And I think that's really answer of the any human problem or suffering. But I think we need to have conditional happiness. Also, we need to have unconditional happiness. Both, I think the world is much juicier and more, you know, like more beautiful. And then, like, first you understanding unconditional happiness. First is you have, and you need to understand conditional happiness. What's conditional happiness means? Come from external conditions. You know, you see something, you eat something, you listen something, you watch something,
you
or you
job.
Go somewhere, and that's called a conditional happiness. You know, everything's you know like come from external condition, provides from external condition. But unconditional happiness is, you know, like without external conditions, still you feel happy or complete or content, or there's performance. How do you do that? It's through meditation. Meditation means like that, and this is the most beautiful thing I think I ever experienced. My, you know, like, you know, studies, they say human mind is, you know, like unconditionally happy, fundamentally comfortable, for example. Unconditionally happy, fundamentally comfortable. And then how do you found that, you know, through meditation? Because most unhappiness, you know, problems come from our thoughts and, you know, and negative emotions. When you reduce negative thoughts, negative emotions, and then, for example, your mind is, you know, like during the meditation, for example, someone that don't know of a meditation, it's a little bit hard understanding, and, you know, unconditional happiness. Your mind is innately comfortable. It don't know that because, for example, there are lots of clouds in the sky. It's hard to see blue sky and the sun because the clouds prevent to see the sun and blue sky. And the moment the clouds are, you know, like fading away, and then you see the sun. Similar, someone's mind is continually day and night very cloudy and overcast, very hard to see. Their mind is innately happy and, you know, like fundamentally comfortable, but very hard. But through meditation, you know, like, let's say, if this technique, don't follow past, don't anticipate in future, remain in present moment, leave your mind alone. This meditation technique, and you do, and then during the meditation, like 20 minutes, you know, your all thoughts, emotions are suspended, let's say suspended, dissolved, and during the meditation. Then when thoughts, emotions, mental events are, you know, dissolved and, you know, like subside, then what is left? When clouds disappear, what's left? It's sky, blue sky, similar. When all thoughts, emotions are dissolved during the meditation, what's left? It's your pristine mind and where your true consciousness. And then you see that moment, your mind is, you know, without thought, mind is always comfortable, 24 hours. The thoughts, uncomfortable, anxiety, fear, all they come from a thought. Then people realize, you know, meditated people realize, oh, my consciousness without thought always felt comfortable, you know. And then you experience, they call it realization, you realize, you know, mind is innately comfortable. But without meditation, you could not understand in this. But in order to understand, you need meditating. Once you meditating, then really, really you experience mind is really fundamental, just not this moment, circumstantially comfortable, but fundamentally comfortable. Mm-hmm. I think you experience, and then once you experience, and that is very comfortable, and that's where their sense of well-being all the time, and that is unconditional happiness, unconditional. It's not come from external. You reach the, you know, like, core of your being, and then and you sit there, let's say you sit there 10 or 20 or, like, you know, 4 hours. Your consciousness is, there's a sense of well-being throughout 4 hours. And you have 10 hours, you know, 20 hours you sit there, there always be there, continually sense of well-being, very comfortable experience. I think the slowly, slowly meditate, the more you meditate, until you're more experienced that, and more, you know, becomes predominant experience. Mm-hmm. And that is really, there's tremendous happiness and, you know, a sense of well-being is not come from external condition, but come from, you know, within you. I think that is come from, you know, meditation and, you know, like, it's, they call that unconditional happiness. And when you have found unconditional happiness, then external conditions have become more happy, more beautiful, because your mind is completely undistorted, and then world, you experience a new, different way. I think this is the real meditation experience. Also, this is unconditional happiness.
That, thank you for that real clarity and wisdom. I totally get what you are saying. And I'm wondering, Rinpoche, how do the principles you teach apply at different phases of life? Like, one of the topics that we cover on Living Juicy is conscious aging. So how do you see meditation and unconditional happiness affecting the experience of aging, for example? How can we have a pristine mind help us as we age?
I think aging is, you know, a very important topic. Also, I also talk this, you know, these topics, my, you know, like also main topics. And at aging, when you age, but any external conditions are a little bit hard to follow, because and things are a little bit different, you know, like, and when we are young, everything sensory experience external is very excited, but when you age in, then we don't have the same experience. But it's very important when you age in, the more you have the comfortable mind, pristine mind, unconditional happiness. I think aging is also very beautiful, you know. And your thoughts become old, your emotions become old, your physical become old, but your pristine mind is never, there's no old age, because it's a completely beautiful state. And then that you manifest, that's your mind, you know. Like, I think this is when your mind is pristine, whether you're young, whether you're old, always beautiful conditions, you know. Like, I think that means, once you have pristine mind, there's no negative thoughts present. Therefore, aging experience much comfortable, much richer or juicier. I also, in my personal experience, also I see many other people. You see, you know, their age, how this is, how their mind doing, how they have, you know, like, beautiful mind, also positive mindset. You know, pristine mindset, that take care of the old, you know, like old aging, you know, happy, you know, sorrow experience, and automatically take care. I think that's very important too. When you have old aging, is, you know, meditation is very important, whether young or old, doesn't matter. And it's very much tremendously helpful about the meditation, also pristine mind.
Well, it's like beginner's mind, just to have that clear, empty, open beginner's mind that makes you curious about everything. It's another way of saying pristine mind. Pristine is a beautiful word. It's just a beautiful word. So Living Juicy for you is really meditating and keeping and showing people how to have a pristine mind.
Yes, and I think Living Juicy means, they call this, once you have mind is become more pristine, I think you are enjoy life and you are connect much world in much better way. And, you know, you don't have negative thoughts, emotions, provide, you know, like also obstacle to connect. You are connect world much better way. You know, therefore, all sensory experiences become more more beautiful. You enjoy very, 100% way. You know, usually your mind is, sometimes cloudy, unhappy, distorted, stressed. We don't enjoy the world. It's very hard to enjoy the world. But when our mind is pristine, we much appreciate, much juicier our life. Therefore, I think that's really our call, pristine mind. You want to have a life is juicy, and you need to have pristine, a clear mind.
So I'm going to.
I think that's the real message here.
Thank you, Rinpoche. You will be at Yoga Source on San Mateo on Sunday, June 8th, from 2 to 3:30. call Yogasource for reservations. You have been a delight to speak with. Thank you so much, Rinpoche. I look forward to seeing you on June 8th.
Thank you very much. I'm very happy. Good opportunity. Thank you very much, Distance. Okay?
Okay. Thank you, listeners. Thank you. Good night.